A dispute between a Muslim gold shop owner and a Buddhist customer in central Burma's Maitila township escalated into 3 days of mob violence, mainly against the Muslim population. Satellite photos released Monday by Human Rights Watch show entire neighborhoods burned to the ground, a disturbing echo of last year's clashes in western Rakhine State.
This is largely unaffected.
Extremists have learned they can attack Muslims and get away with it, says Deputy Director for Asia, Phil Robertson.
What we saw in Maitila was police forces sitting around or standing behind various different mobs as they were attacking mosques and attacking communities. Why weren't they restoring order? Why aren't they investigating to find out actually who is behind this, who not only committed the violent acts, but also who instigated and incited people to do so?
In a national broadcast, President Thein Sein acknowledged the damage done to Burma's image and warned against letting religious tensions spiral out of control and disrupt reforms. Authorities have announced about 70 arrests in the violence, but it is unclear if those detained will be prosecuted. United Nations resident and humanitarian coordinator for Burma, Ashok Nigam, stresses the need to enforce the law.
It is important that the rule of law prevails and those who perpetrated this are brought to justice. And that is important because that also sends out very important messages in terms of prevention in future.
Few have been held accountable for last year's clashes in Rakhine State that left almost 200 dead and 120,000 segregated into relief camps, most of them stateless Rohingya Muslims. An estimated 25,000 Rohingya have since taken to crowded boats and fled toward neighboring countries. Those remaining are losing hope, and the coming rainy season will bring more disaster, says Phil Robertson.
So we're looking at a major health crisis coming for the Rohingya as well, who have already been weakened by a lack of food and basic nutrients. So it is a slow-moving humanitarian disaster that is going to have a significant uptick when the rains start.
The attacks on Muslims appear coordinated to create sectarian tensions, says Alhaj A. Lwin, a Muslim leader in Rangoon and member of the Religions for Peace Council.
I've noticed that at the grassroots level, we have a very, very good relation, but there were instigation and there were some systematically planned traps made by those people to turn this into a racist and also a religious problem.
As Burma's democratic reforms lead to majority rule, rights activists stress the need to protect minority rights and for the country to value its rich ethnic and religious diversity. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Bangkok.